I'm in the studio here with Mr. Bill Conti, a composer, arranger, and conductor that has done just about everything there is to do in the world of movies and television. Bill, thank you for being here today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Peter.
I know that a lot of your interviews probably start with the single film score that launched your career. When you were writing Rocky, did you realize that you were working on a project that would become a cultural icon of America?
No. In other words, there's absolutely no realization of what a product will come out and what effect it'll have.
I gather you weren't even the producer's first call.
So when they offered the movie to David Shire, it was a $25,000 package deal. So in this case, either David was busy or was not enough money, but he turned it down. Offered it to another composer who turned it down. Then they called me, I did the picture, and of course, my career began when that picture came out.
What do you think makes a film score effective?
Well, all music is effective emotionally. It's anti-intellectual, so it has to work on the emotional level. Music has always been the emotional message carrier in film and television.
So as the creator of those emotions, at what stage do you come into the picture? And does the director say, hey, Bill, at this point I need music that does this certain thing?
We have a spotting session. Now, what that means is that you sit with producer and director and you spot the places in the movie where the music will begin and where the music will end and of what nature the music will be.
So let's take that as a starting point for a segue to The Right Stuff, which was a 1984 film that you won an Academy Award for. And I understand it was written quickly.
Well, because there was a score before. It didn't work for everyone, threw it out, then I was called, but the play date, the release date, didn't change. You get right down to the deadline, the last thing in is the music. Well, you don't change the dates of 2,000 theaters, 3,000 theaters.
Right.
You make the composer skinnier by asking him to work night and day, till he finishes.
So how much time did you have for that?
Well, I would write every day from 6 to 6, then I'd been record from 7 to midnight. So in 2 weeks, it was done. It was nominated for 10 Academy Awards.
Right.
And of the 19 times I've been at the show conducting, the 20th time I was sitting with my wife in the audience, I won.
James Bond. For Your Eyes Only, I think 1981.
Yeah.
How did that come about that you got the call for that?
John Barry was the film composer who has done most of them. For some reason, he could not do For Your Eyes Only and recommended myself. And you have to write a song. The name of the Bond picture has to be in the lyric. But I was going to have lunch with the man that made the great main title. And then I had a demo of the song to play to the producer. During the lunch, he says, Bill, how I love it when it goes Goldfinger in the music and you see Goldfinger on the screen. Now, I have in my little demo, which is the exact opposite of what he was complaining
about. What he was asking
for. So I went up to the lyricist, grabbed him by the throat and said, listen, you, this song begins for your eyes only. I don't care what you say after that.
For your eyes only can see me through.
I'd like to ask you about the Academy Awards show and start with a question I've always wondered about. When do you find out who wins the award so that you know what music to play next?
Well, there's 5 nominees in each category.
Right.
And we have 5 pieces of music in front of 60 musicians and 16 singers and myself.
Right.
So say the winner is 70-something people locate that particular piece, and it's just, the winner is Titanic, and then the music from Titanic plays.
So you don't get any advance notice?
I'd be very rich. I did.
Well, Bill, it's been wonderful talking with you. We're looking forward to having you on the podium of the Pensacola Symphony this weekend. Thank you for coming by this
afternoon. Peter, thank you for the use of your orchestra.